It's the often weekly ritual which determines what's served up on dinner tables across Australia. But as shoppers wander the many aisles of the supermarket, just how do they weigh up what to buy?
If I think how the food has been grown is going to benefit my body, if I think it might be less chemicals, not necessarily chemical-free, or less hormones pumped into it, I will pay extra to do that.
A growing number of consumers are choosing to buy ethical food, but how do they decide what that means, and are labels like free-range, locally made and GM-free a help or a hindrance?
Knowing what I know about free-range, etc., etc., it doesn't really help me make a decision because there is no defined free-range at the moment. I tend to buy products and brand that I like and not necessarily what the label's got because it's all marketing.
Dr. Heather Bray is a senior research associate from the School of Humanities at Adelaide University and has been investigating what motivates ethical shopping habits.
The idea that we should consider the impact on the planet, on other species, on other groups of people apart from our own families is really becoming a popular and an international trend. First of all, we need to understand what people think of as ethical and what people understand ethical to be. So in theory, the idea is that we are considering the impact of our choices on some kind of other, in inverted commas or quotes, who counts morally. So some other kind of thing that has some moral rights to be, to exist, not be harmed.
So what is the labelling telling us currently about whether produce is ethical or otherwise?
Well, this is interesting because products, the most common things that are in these categories are things like organic. They might be locally produced. And the idea with locally produced is that they're not being transported and you've got a low carbon impact. So it's that food miles idea that really is putting local in the ethical space. There's also the humanely produced or animal welfare friendly things. And some things can also be ethical for other reasons, like not including palm oil, genetically modified free gets lumped into that basket. So that's the umbrella for things that are usually marketed as being more ethical. And our work wasn't trying to justify any of those claims. I mean, evidence is really important, obviously, whether something is having an impact on the environment or is better or worse for an animal. But our research is really trying to understand what might motivate somebody to make a so-called ethical choice and what they thought they were doing by purchasing that product.
So what have you found from talking to participants in your research so far?
Things that at face value might seem to be an ethical choice, we often found were more because people were thinking about taste or freshness and quality. And so these ideas that things marketed as having ethical claims tended to be better for a whole range of reasons that weren't necessarily linked straight away to them being better for the planet. We found that things like organic tended to be thought of as a better quality, as tastier, as fresher. People bought local very rarely because of ideas to do with the environment and food transport. It was definitely considered fresher, but it was more often to support local businesses. And I guess that really puts things back in that sort of ethical space because you're not thinking of yourself then, you're thinking of your broader community.
So how would you like your research to be used going forward?
I think there's two ways to look at this. First of all, we did see that consumers were often reducing this ethical logo into an idea that something is better or worse. And so eventually it does have to become a binary. You either buy or not buy. So we do need to find better ways to engage people in conversations about how our food is produced rather than just through labelling. I would like to see the labelling improved, but I think the assumption that what people buy is representative of how they're thinking about agriculture more broadly is a bit narrow, and we need to actually find other ways to drive the conversation around how we have our food produced now and into the future to make sure that it is safe, nutritious, affordable and sustainable.